Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go.
Listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Sereno. Hi, everyone. I hope you had a nice New Year celebration, and I really hope that with all those New Year resolutions, you made one to pray more often. Nothing is more important than prayer, and the more we pray, the closer we are to Jesus. Prayer lets us talk directly to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. It frees us of all our burdens and woes, for we can give them to the Lord, allowing us to let go and let God, which is when we give Him all that is troubling us and we let Him handle it. When I was younger, I had no relationship with the Lord because I had very little faith and I didn't pray. Luckily, in 2010, my life changed when, after a series of events, no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about miracles still happen and that they occur very often in our lives. Miracles don't have to be big events and are often the little things we don't realize and take for granted. On today's show, we're going to speak about probably the most common activity that takes place every day in our lives, and that is we all make choices. Each of us has free will to choose what we want to do. We make decisions about everything, what to wear, what to eat, who to see, what activities we want to engage in, and much more. In essence, throughout each and every day, we all make choices. But too often, we make choices so quickly, with very little, if any, thought, and as a result, many times the choices we make lead us to a bad place. Then, and only then, do we turn to the Lord for help. But what if we reach out to the Lord before we make those choices, seek His guidance, and follow His lead? Wouldn't that make things so much easier? Of course, the answer is yes, but most of us don't, and as a result, we find ourselves where we don't want to be. We don't need to ask the Lord what we should wear to work, but if we happen to have a job interview or job evaluation, it might be a good idea to pray to Jesus and ask Him to help pick out something that will not only make us look presentable, but feel comfortable. We typically don't need to ask the Lord what we should eat, but if we're trying to lose weight, there's nothing wrong with a short prayer for guidance for the Lord to help us choose something healthy. We all make choices, so the more we have the Lord's input and guidance, the better off we'll be. In the Bible it says, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." This Bible verse makes it clear that the Lord is there to help each of us every day, from the simplest things to the most complicated. All we need to do is seek Him out, ask for His help, and follow His lead. We shouldn't think of only asking Jesus for help with the big decisions, but all decisions, because they lead us to events, both good and bad, that will involve having to make more decisions. Get in the habit of having Jesus with us always, in our hearts, leading us, guiding us, and showing us the best way. When we do, the choices we make will be the Lord's choices, and we will wind up in a better place. Understanding how to seek out the Lord before making choices is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is we all make choices. We make hundreds of choices every day, and whereas many of them are so insignificant, we don't give them any thought, others without thought can lead to bad results. We're driving on a highway and allow ourselves to get distracted while playing with the radio. The person in front of us stops short because of the traffic, but we don't realize it and we smash into their rear bumper. We chose to focus more on selecting a radio station rather than our driving, which led us to a bad place. But if we had said a quick prayer before pulling out of the driveway, asking Jesus to keep us safe, and if we believed he would, do we think we would have hit that car? I don't. The point is to keep Jesus with us at all times in our hearts and let him guide us. Then when we make choices, we can trust we are making the right choices because Jesus is leading us. The first song I'm going to play today is very dear to me. I have often heard how this song has helped many people with their faith. The song is called, "For I Have Lost My Way." As I have said many times, for too many years I had very little faith, and I was much a drifter with periods of being in faith and in periods when I was not. When I wrote this song, I thought about those days, and I also thought about finding Jesus and the difficult transformation I went through dealing with doubts and confusion. In the verses, we hear me reaching out to the Lord through prayer, but uncertain if my prayers were heard or falling on deaf ears. And then in a chorus, my plea to the Lord, asking him to help me find my way to him. The words in the chorus are, "Oh God, can you reach out to me? I'm afraid, full of fear, and I cannot see. Hear me, Lord. Oh, please stretch out your hand, for I have lost my way." Please listen now to my song, "For I Have Lost My Way."
Stretch out your hand, for I felt content with you as my guide. I was confident and strong with you at my side.
Be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Our topic today is, we all make choices. When we think about the freedom we have and how throughout our entire lives, we get to pick and choose so many of the things that will impact our lives positively or negatively, it can be somewhat trying. But there is a simple solution: prayer. We all need to get in the habit of praying often. And when we do, let Jesus know that we want Him to take the lead and guide us in making the right decisions. We have to be open-minded enough to listen to the Lord without resistance, because too often we see an opportunity that we want to move on immediately without thinking everything through. Then, after the decision is made, we find ourselves not where we thought we'd be, and rather than at peace, we're asking the Lord for help. Pray to Jesus before those things happen. Let Him know how much we love Him and how thankful we are for all that we have. Let Him know that we want Him with us in our hearts at all times, guiding us, protecting us, and leading us to make the right decisions. If we're faced with a choice that we're uncertain about, pray to Jesus and ask for His guidance. We've been offered a new job, a better salary, and a better position, but it requires a lot of travel and significant time away from our family. Do we take the job or not? Pray to Jesus and let Him lead us to the right decision. Don't just pray on it once, but often, and listen to what the Lord tells us, which will come not through words, but through actions, and most likely through the words or actions of others. Prayer is our direct link to Jesus, and the more we use it, the better our lives will be. So as we go through our week, seek out Jesus through prayer and ask Him to be with us at all times and to lead us whenever we need to make choices. Understanding how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. Talking more about today's topic, we all make choices. Let us turn to the Bible, where it says, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." This Bible verse tells us that, yes, we have free will, and we can make our own choices and decisions, but the Lord is a driving force who has the ability to steer us in the right direction. We just have to allow Him to. We need to keep Jesus with us at all times in our hearts and let Him lead before we make those choices. When we trust the Lord and allow Him to guide us, we live much better lives without stress, worries, or fears. The next song I'm going to play ties nicely into today's theme. The song is called Always. As Christians, we want the Lord with us always. We want Him in our hearts always. We think of Him when we pray always. And we want Him to lead us always. Please listen now to my song, Always. Be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord. In the Gospel, we hear how King Herod, who feared the birth of Jesus and was afraid that he would replace him as king, sent the Magi to find the baby Jesus and return to let him know where he was so that he too could pay him homage. The Magi left following a star for 3 days before finding the manger and the baby Jesus. When they did, they were filled with such joy that they prostrated themselves, did him homage, and offered gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. After being warned in a dream about Herod's real intentions, which was to kill the baby once he was found, they departed a different way and did not return to Herod. The psalm is Psalm 72, "Lord, every nation on earth will adore you." This psalm signifies a prayer for a righteous king, representing God's kingdom on earth, where all nations will acknowledge and praise God's authority and justice. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text, supported by a modern melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 72, "Lord, every nation on earth will adore you."
Lord, every nation on earth
We'll be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled Noah's Ark. Everything I need to know, I'd learned from Noah's Ark. Don't miss the boat. Remember that we are all in the same boat. Plan ahead. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. Stay fit. When you're 60 years old, someone may ask you to do something really big. Don't listen to critics. Just get on with the job that needs to be done. Build your future on high ground. For safety's sake, travel in pairs. Speed isn't always an advantage. The snails were on board with the cheetahs. When you're stressed, float a while. Remember, the Ark was built by amateurs, the Titanic by professionals. No matter the storm, when you are with God, there's always a rainbow waiting. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by Feedspot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let go.